While the pandemic caused heartbreak for millions, it also provided a chance for some artists to reset. I recently spent time with the musicians behind the Tedeschi Trucks Band, who credit their time in lockdown, plus a centuries-old poem, with not only opening new creative paths, but with fusing their band even more tightly. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas. In the world of musical marriages, there's none quite like this one. Susan Tedeschi's and Derek Trucks. As the creative duo behind the 12-member Tedeschi Trucks band, this husband and wife have been called two of the best roots musicians of their generation. But before joining together musically, they each had successful solo careers. Oh, I'm feeling kinda lonely. Susan's first major label record, Just Won't Burn, now being reissued for its 25th anniversary, went gold, rare for a debut blues album. With her soulful voice and guitar, she got 5 Grammy nominations and toured with some of the greats, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Bob Dylan, and the Rolling Stones. Derek is considered one of the greatest living blues guitarists. He began touring at age 12. A sneaker-clad prodigy talented enough to take on Eric Clapton's Layla. At 20, he joined the legendary Allman Brothers and played with them for over a decade. His blend of blues, jazz, and Indian styles made him the youngest player named to Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists at number 16.
This up here, there's an osprey nest.
So after years of passing each other on the road, these two solo artists met, fell in love, and started a life together.
A bit of a crash, so Sue calls. Yeah, we did it all out of order. It was pregnancy, marriage.
Well, we bought the house first.
House.
We bought the house
pregnancy,
first.
Pregnancy, marriage.
Then we got
married.
And then
pregnant. About 10 years in, you're
then
like,
then we got married.
I think we're ready to put a band together.
Then like, we did a band.
We need to be married for 10 years.
That is really a scrambled set of sequence.
Yeah. Well, you do what you can because, you know, we weren't, you know, we don't have a normal life schedule.
Their 2010 debut, Revelator, went gold, won the Grammy for Best Blues Record, and launched a new chapter. Their band, including horns, double drummers, and keyboards, recorded a string of records and spent 10 long years touring the globe. By any measure, they were a success, but it was draining. Then, when beloved band member Kofi Burbridge died of a heart condition, a man Trucks called the beating heart of the band, they began to reassess.
The main story we are following, and that is the coronavirus pandemic.
And then came the pandemic and subsequent lockdown that brought life to a standstill.
For us, in a lot of ways, the pandemic kind of saved our band. Like, we were really at a point of, we were about to take time off to kind of
deal with the loss,
to deal with the loss of Kofi and just kind of reset and think about what do we want to do and what is this thing. And it was a hard reset for us.
Longtime band member Mike Madison says it was a rough period.
The tank was pretty low. I mean, we had been touring pretty hard for over a decade, and we'd achieved what we wanted to achieve. But I think what we realized in going down this wormhole is that we hadn't said what we wanted to say.
So Madison had an idea. During lockdown, everyone in the band would read the 12th century Persian poem, Layla and Majnun. It's an Arab Romeo and Juliet story about two lovers held apart by a male-dominated society. Heartbroken Majnun wanders the wilderness going mad. Layla gets locked in a tower and forced to marry another man. That poem inspired Eric Clapton's Derek and the Dominoes record, Layla, a record that the Tedeschi Trucks Band had recently recorded live. But Madison wanted to go back to the centuries-old source, all 258 pages of it.
The thing I was most concerned about is that I would be just shunned for being a nerd. That, oh gee, now we have homework.
You know. Exactly.
Mike's original thought was, let's just all read this poem and then just flip the perspective instead of, like, the Layla album is just this lovesick man that can't have this thing he desires. And his was, what did she think about this? Like, what was her perspective? And we're like, well, that's perfect.
So mid-pandemic, the band gathered at Tedeschi and Trucks' home and studio and began writing. An enormous number of songs poured out. Multiple band members contributed ideas.
Out here, hanging on the street.
Some, but not all, touched on themes from the poem.
Home so tight, I feel everything.
I like when music comes like that.
It sounds like a pretty beautiful experience.
Yeah, because you really don't have any control over it. It's more like if the muse is there that day and it just pours out of you and you're in the moment where you can be receptive and write it down or feel it or play off of, you know, your bandmates or whatever.
Yeah. Did you have any reluctance or hesitancy to looking at a book that was principally about the man and the woman at the center of this story that's basically you guys and have everybody in the group reading about this central relationship?
There's a little bit of that. There were times songs would come in and I'm like,
That's a little on the nose.
Yeah, wait a minute. But, you know, one of the big takeaways from me in reading that story was, and Mike alludes to this in a few of the tunes he wrote, is when you're in a relationship, what's going on doesn't just affect the two people in the relationship. Like, it can really spill out in positive ways or negative ways.
And
we see in our situation that's absolutely true.
It's not just about a guy in the wilderness pining, you know. There's so much more going on. And in the poem, you hear from Layla, and she has very specific things to say about how she feels about this guy. And not all of them are great. And also her treatment at the hands of her father and the world. Yeah, and I think she definitely picked up on that. I think a lot of that very much resonated with her, especially being in the business she's in and the genre that we do.
I see, as a woman, and all the things going on in the world as a woman, and women really trying to stand up and have a voice in a different way now, even though women are more vocal, that doesn't mean our rights are more equal, you know? So it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of things that really haven't changed. I mean, obviously in America, we're much better off, but there are plenty of countries in the world that are just like that.
It was a remarkably fruitful period. The band recorded 4 albums and released them sequentially. I Am the Moon, volumes 1-4, each with accompanying films by director Alex Lambert. The Tedeschi Trucks Band continues their tour, a community on stage, 12 members strong. They're playing music inspired by a centuries-old poem, but in this telling, the star-crossed couple made it, and the woman's not locked away in a tower, but commands center stage.
And that's where